What the hell do you want, Dodd?
I'm sorry to disturb you at this hour, sir, but I have the blueprints for the submarine.
I ordered them in 24 hours. You should know by now that I actually meant 12. What are you waiting for? I want to see these with my own dictating eyes.
I am sorry to inconvenience you, but I think it would be best if you would come to my laboratory.
Come to that grotty little flat I installed you in just because your old house was destroyed by a sandstorm?
The submarine is located in the laboratory itself. It was my only building space.
You cretin! And how the hell do you expect it to be removed to go under the sea?
As my flat is so insignificant that you could burrow the submarine through the earth.
That is a likely situation, except for the rebuilding of the flat. You could be made homeless as a punishment.
Or live in the palace.
And what about the secret laboratory? The vibrations would rock the new palace and cause Mother to go off, even if her hearing is starting to resemble that of a doorpost. So I am reluctantly on the way over. Don't bother waiting for my knock. That is not the style of my entries. I hope you are as good a carpenter as you are an inventor, or you might be seeing a lot more of the street from the hall.
Saddam reluctantly leaves the palace and visits Mr. Dodd. He does as he promises and enters without using the door.
I have done as promised. I have created a submarine. But how will we get it to the coast from here?
Well, Mr. Dodd, once up on the ground, we will drag it on a crane to the coast. But as for rising it from here to the surface, I thought about that. I rang a firm of JCB contractors who have all arrived. As they are not likely to be paid for this job, they seemed a bit zealous in anger. And so they have dug right through the middle of your desert street and should be fighting their way into the middle of your not-so-secret laboratory.
Ah, there it is now. If I had thought of this, I might have put some of the other inventions down there on hold. After all, there was the clock that knew what time it was even when it wasn't in direct sunlight. The pocket time machine built into an ordinary calendar. And inspired by the sandy grit from the desert all around my flat, I had advice to make a giant egg timer out of the desert.
Could you repeat the second invention again, please?
A time machine built into a calendar.
I thought I told you never to build a time machine again. After you went and brought that crap assassin back, Rocky. I was living through most of these years of dictatorship thinking I would never clap eyes on him again. And after he kamikazed himself in the plane, I visited the site just to make sure he was really dead. That time machine was turned into pieces finer than dust. And as far as I'm concerned, that is also the fate of your second one. I might feed the calendar into a shredder.
Then the shredder might go back in time and be a useful invention for Victorians to shred Charles Dickens' novels.
The JCB might not have fucked up this place unrecognisably enough. I'm just going down there to make sure that that invention will meet an untimely demise.
It's a good job I made a second copy.
What was that?
Nothing. I'm just mumbling to myself in my old age.
When did you invent it?
An hour after I finished the submarine. I was bored and wanted to go forward in time to when countdown would be on.
Well, I will use it just to go back in time to when you had invented it, and then I'll pulverise it floor style, and then we will still have the submarine, and we can go into the ocean and go deep.
You could alternatively go forward in time to when we would be in the ocean with the submarine, and then simply let the calendar go in the ocean. It is not waterproof. A few fish might be taken outside their destiny.
Well, I don't often say this. I don't like compliments as a rule, but this time that is a good idea. I will claim the credit for that. That way you get compliments splat.
Saddam and Dodd use the portable calendar and go forward a day in time with the submarine in tow. They land in the Atlantic Ocean. Saddam promptly reaches for Dodd's calendar that got them there and lets it go in the ocean. It starts to flow towards the surface.
You fucking insolent git! You did design that calendar to be waterproof. I have come to a decision. From now on, I order you not to make any more inventions without my approval. When you and your laboratory move into my palace, I or maybe Vulcan, whoever's time is the freest, will stand over your shoulder as you invent. And then if the state doesn't like it, there will be a restaurant-sized bin waiting for its disposal.
Does anybody here know how to work a submarine?
Well, I thought you fucking would. You invented the thingy, me Bob, so why can't you get it to do its job?
Unfortunately, my knowledge on this subject is rather elementary, my dear Sada.
Well, did you not write a manual?
No. It's so complicated that it would outbook an encyclopedia if it did.
I'll take it into my own hands.
Where the fuck did you come from? Dad, does this lever go back in?
Unfortunately, it does not. I did this on the cheap. I'm still not being paid for my enterprises.
I don't care how much you're worth. Are our lives cheap?
Yes, ultimately. We'll just have to steer it exactly the way it's going. Where are we going?
You don't know why we're here? Remember when you were driving to the palace and your little car conked out? What had happened to it?
It had run out of petrol.
No, it had run out of oil, Mr. Dodd. Now the Empire is practically drying up. We need supplies urgently. We're going to have to bring back a refinery's worth. Too many citizens are out of work. Some residents of Tikrit will be present on our expedition. I don't even know where we're going to drop the drill. There is scarce little oil left in this world that I haven't dredged up. Remember the Gulf War? I destroyed most of the oil then and giant bonfires you could see from Iran. Ah, Hamid, I'm glad you were showing up. Or the thing I asked you to do in 24 hours would be the length of your life.
I think you will find that the Gulf Coast discovered its own oil just last week, sir. It used to be a hotbed for tourism. Now it's just a hotbed.
We must submerge ourselves under the ocean. Don't worry, Dodd, it's just like a bath, and we must dunk ourselves under it.
Saddam and cohorts, including a bunch of citizens forced to be submerged against their will, start to veer down into the ocean until they are several miles underwater. The submarine is equipped with oxygen, but the occupants are beginning to wheeze.
Have we found any oil yet, sir? I am beginning to get short of breath. I don't know how much longer I will be able to speak to you, sir.
We will see the surface and therefore daylight again when we have protruded enough of this ocean's surface to have the surrounding fish turn black with oil. Meanwhile, don't hold your breath.
We are trying not to.
That might be oil. Dig there.
No, Vulcan, your intelligence isn't as big as your fists, is it? That's coral. Well, it was, at any rate.
Yes, indeed it was. But as seaside factories are permitted to let their Mr. Brown and the rest of his chemical friends find the shortcut to the coast, the seabed is blacker than the Iraqi night sky above the desert, even if you shine a torch onto it.
Well, we've got to make our weapons of mass destruction somewhere. When we had inspectors, do you think they just donned diving equipment and scanned the sea for the factory's dropouts?
Yes, anyway, I have studied the world's only remaining oil fields, and sure enough, this area of the ocean is one of the world's only remaining oil fields. But with a bit of luck, we can change all that.
It won't be luck, Hamid. It will be drills that challenge the size of the Titanic, operated by oil-rigging citizens and miners who must wish that they were still on shift. Well, it might be a long shot, but I'm going to order the oil workers to start drilling here. And we'll start an extensive search along this seabed.
The submarine continues on its merry journey along the seabed.
Perhaps we could try this spot, Saddam.
I think I see oil, yes. It looks like a geyser that will make you rich. A beautiful blackness rising out of the ocean. The fish are jumping with joy.
They are only jumping because they are dead and can't control their body.
Then I think we're in luck. I'm beginning to see it myself. Halt everything, we've got to plunge the ocean depths. Aha, Vulcan! Go out with the men and investigate that oil hole!
5 minutes later...
Vulcan, have you something to report?
I'm awfully sorry, sir. I put my whole body weight on the hole, and I must have used a bit too much might!
What are you saying?
I think he is saying that we are the only remaining members on this underwater mission.
We have lost the citizens that went to investigate the hole. You win some or lose some, I guess, especially in an oil-finding game. But what of the hole? Should we not investigate it for oil? It is likely to be buried deep under the ocean's surface. We should go down.
This could be almost as dangerous to your life, sir, as the Gulf War.
It's not that I value your life, Hamid. But I can say this, if we do not find any oil in that mysterious hole, we should withdraw and then conduct a ruthless investigation of the bed of the North Sea. And if it takes an oil rig the size of Aberdeen, then so be it.
It's just hardened fish shit, and little pieces of black decaying coral in that hole. It's more worthless than the fish life in this ocean is to us.
Well, let's just go down the hole and see if it takes us into any underwater riches.
We will need a ladder. The submarine does not contain one.
Make one from the innards of the submarine.
This is risky, sir. This danger is suddenly making me feel old. May I stay in the submarine and read marine magazines?
It comes to the question, which would you rather have then, Dodd? The risk of dying down a black hole under the ocean, or the 100% guarantee of dying if you refuse to go?
So, will I be needing flippers?
Yes, you don't think if I took over and wiped out civilization on 4 continents to stand back when this empire is running out of oil and not go down a little hole that could lead to more profit and riches than you don't know me, Saddam Hussein?
And most people of this empire don't want to.
I'll be opening that diving suit of yours in a minute, Hamid. Keep these thoughts to yourself.
Saddam and his remaining cohorts put on their diving equipment and investigate the mysterious hole in the seabed.
Have you found out anything?
Come to think of it, sir, no. I don't feel rich. I just feel like I need a shit, and I want to get out of this diving equipment and wash myself in this ocean, this salty sea ocean.
Then the sea would crush you and make you look like a deflated tyre. We're several miles under the ocean. That's a hell of a lot of bathwater to come down on top of you.
There is something glowing down there. I just need to dive further to investigate it.
I thought you hated diving. We've found no oil here. You need to come back.
Should I give him a diving lesson, Saddam?
No, withhold, Vulcan. Maybe it's a new kind of oil.
It looks like a light.
It's not oil. Let's get the fuck back to the surface. Oh, dear!
Dodd, this isn't funny. Stop dropping down a hole when we most need you. You're pissing me off. And he's falling, taking the citizens with him.
I'm sorry, sir. We lost him. Just like we lost the citizens down that hole.
Okay, Hammett. I understand. Let's go back. I suppose we'll just have to capture another scientist for this empire. A better one.
Help me. I don't know where I am.
Can we get to you?
Yes. But it's a long way down. There's no foreseeable way back up.
You heard the man. Let's go.
Down the hole?
No, back to the surface, you idiot. I'm not risking my life for a pathetic former science teacher.
Well, sir, I think we might have to.
Why is that?
Because the ground is disappearing beneath our feet!
We are falling!
After a brief dark moment of unconsciousness, the team minute by minute start to wake up.
Where are we?
Who can say? I'm so glad to be reunited.
Speak for yourself. Hammett, get me the under-ocean map you produced.
I am looking at it now, sir, and this place does not feature on it.
I still see the light. Now that I've survived, let's go towards it. It's the only place down here anyway.
What the hell is this? Maybe I am still hallucinated, but it looks almost like the City of Oz from that 1939 film.
This city looks fabulous. Its riches could only have come from oil. Let's go.
The inhabitants of the city may be armed, sir.
And we're not. Well, don't make me laugh. Well, my diving suit is armed. I'll just remove the weapons.
Saddam and cohorts enter the city, which is mysteriously unwet, and start walking through the streets.
What is this place?
It is almost a place of legend.
I couldn't care less. I just want to find the leader. Hamid, ask the citizens on the street if they are the leader.
Are you the leader? Are you the leader? Are you the leader?
Try all the languages you know.
I only know 100. They might not be covered.
Well, there is something on that hill over there that looks very palatial. Let's head there.
At the palace, like the building on the hill...
What the fuck?
What made you say that?
It's the citizens that fell down the hole. They're all here. I thought they were dead. And even radioed through back to Iraq to arrange their personal funerals. The news about it's going out on the state channels.
The leader is talking to them.
Hamid, how do you know that is the leader?
There is a crown on his head.
Well, in all my years of leadership, I've never seen fit to wear a crown. I wonder what it would be like. I'll soon find out. Citizens, your leader has returned. I'm so glad you survived. Well, I wasn't going to rescue or anything, but I must speak with whoever's in charge here.
Friend, how did you come here?
I'm not your friend, believe me. What is this place, and how come you are speaking Iraqi?
I know many languages from my time in the outside world. What can we do for you?
Well, I want to know where I am, and what is powering this place. I see no power stations. It can't run from the sea or thin air.
This is the fabulous city of Atlantis, friend. We run the city from oil orbs located around this perimeter. This ancient resource has kept our ancient society running for tens of thousands of years.
Where's Saram gone?
I don't know, but it can't be good.
I knew one day this would happen.
Now I wonder where the orbs are that are powering this city.
Do you need any help, Saddam?
Vulcan, what are you doing here? Why are you not in the palace with the others? You've drifted from the main party. Go back and show yourself to Hamid, who's standing next to and acting as the temporary king.
But I can show you where the oil orbs are. I sensed something destructive might be about to happen, so I hung back to show where the orbs were. They power the city, but also keep out the fucking water.
Otherwise known as the Pacific Ocean. We could turn this place into just another seabed, and then get so much oil that Kuwait will look like a puddle.
I have already stuffed some oil into my backpack, and there is a hole at the bottom which is leaking through to my boots.
But it's going to be hard to store more. I know just what this place needs.
Back in Atlantis Town Hall...
What could be keeping Saddam so long, Mr. Dodd? And where's Vulcan? He never joined us as he should.
Seeing as your leader is gone, I am about to do the same with you. Would you all please leave?
Don't be so hasty. All things come in good time. Hand over that crown.
I would give you my crown, but I would ask that you avert your eyes what's happening in the town.
Surely that's not a crane.
Coming through! What are you all doing standing around? This is a job site now.
Yes, punch your time codes into that clock over there and get yourselves a hard hat.
What's happened to the orbs? What have you done?
Oh, don't worry about it. They're just gone. They're powering the refinery now. So get your butt in line, and I want you to get your remaining citizens and put them all in hard hats.
But I am in charge of this city.
Oh, okay, you can be the foreman. I just want you to make this empire rich.
What empire? I have never been out of Atlantis in my life.
Well, in that case, I should leave you my calling card, as I have with all the other nations. It's embossed. Here, it's a card.
What does it say?
Sorry, I could not translate it into Atlantisarium or whatever shite you speak.
Well... I'll do the translating honours. You have been ceremoniously taken over by the Iraqi Empire. Your annexing means that you are the 177th state to join the superb League of Nations. You'll have to get your workers to form a football team to compete in the Iraqi Cup.
We have been annexed, but what about the buildings?
They're platforms now, oil ones. Now I'm afraid I'm going to have to love this place and leave it, because I'm going back to Iraq. Members of the Iraqi army will remain here and enforce this refinery. Mail me when you've produced some oil. I'm going to avios myself back to the surface now.
This is a sad day. An ancient empire ruined, and what were the chances? We've had visitors before, but they've been good and friendly, and now it's nothing but a...
No talking on the job!
Saddam and cohorts leave the city of Atlantis after hastily converting the rest of it into a makeshift oil refinery. They use parts of the city as tools to help them get back to the seabed, where they find the submarine. Getting into the submarine would have been easier, but they were jolted by a bang, which must have rippled through most of the Pacific.
You know what that means, don't you, sir?
No, I don't, Mr. Dodd. You hide help. Would you like to enlighten me? But no, you're not the Prophet Muhammad, are you?
I think your temporary refinery was a bit less than temporary.
We're back to square one. You couldn't even make a bike tire out of Kuwait anymore.
Well, it seems we'll have to start our search for oil all over again.
Yes, say, Levy. Refineries come and go. That's life.
Well, this one really went. The maps of the world that didn't show Atlantis are correct again.
Oh, shit! My grenades!
It was you, Vulcan! You blew up Atlantis oil refinery. Tomorrow we're probing the Atlantic!